your great grandfather George. No, this would be Junior, your grandfather.
Uncle George.
Uncle George,
our great uncle.
Great uncle, because he was the brother of your grandfather, Lee Senior.
Right.
But it was his aim to enter college. During the spring of 1896, I believe he joined the freshman class of Oklahoma A&M College.
It was the first class, I believe. There were like four to six students.
And that's, we try to get people to go to college today, and here it was his aim in the late 1800s that he needed a college education. That's pretty progressive, you talk about that.
He struggled to, of course, have the finances. He worked a lot, and he was very smart. He had two doctor's degrees. He wanted to be a surgeon, but I believe his health, his back, was such that he wasn't able to stand and do the surgeries that he wanted. So then he became studied veterinary medicine. And very intelligent. He worked in Washington, D.C. many years, and in his later years then
moved. Attended George Washington University?
Yes, and in his later years moved to Denver, and that's where he passed away. But he would always come and visit as long as he could every summer, and he loved to fish. And a very vivid picture in my mind of him in his coveralls, his cane pole, and he was walking across the hill to go to his favorite pond and fish. And it seemed like he would always come back with a catch. He was a great fellow.
Your grandfather, Leroy Stiles Sr.
I think it was actually supposed to be Leroy, but somebody misspelled it back along the way, so they just went ahead with the Leroy. But then our dad was Lee Ray Jr.
Okay. But he, your grandfather, was born on the homestead.
Yes.
Right.
And then he was a farmer.
Yes.
But what else did he do?
At some point in time, he was also become a deputy sheriff and served in that capacity for at least 16 years. I know in 38 Ford was one of the early cars that he had, and it was put together to be a deputy sheriff's car. It had holders in there for a sawed-off shotgun, and had the radio as good as it was in those days, two-way radio, and other things that the deputy sheriff would use.
And they would be totally worn out, probably used as a deputy sheriff's car, and Dad would buy them. And so we got to use an already used vehicle.
Well,
for many, many, many years, that's what Mom and Dad drove and us kids remember riding in.
And let's complete the story about George, because, which is, again, you called him...
Uncle George.
He would be George Jr., wouldn't he, that you're talking about?
Yes.
Right. But he was married to Bessie Loud, and then the children were Merritt, Sibley, William, and Alice Stiles. And I wanted to point out that Merritt was born June 28, 1903, on the Oklahoma homestead, and was the first male student of an alumnus to attend the A&M College in Stillwater.
Correct. Yes.
So we begin that generational attendance of what is now OSU.
I'm a generation.
Our dad, Lee Ray Jr., went to OSU, to A&M too. And then he had a brother, our uncle, named Bob. The way I got the story, he actually lacked one field trip, and he couldn't make that field trip. And I think he was probably already married before he got out of school. Okay. They lived in those old married student housing in those days, which are those big old wooden structures up there. You probably remember them up there northwest of campus at OSU. But they had a sister named Gladys. She did not attend OSU. After Bob, there was Dean. He did not go to college. But then there was a lull in the childbearing here, and Mary comes along. and Mary was about 2 years older than me, or year older than me. But anyway, she goes to OSU. Donnie comes along, which is the uncle that's 4 months older than I am. He went to OSU. I went to OSU. Nancy and Janice, our older sister, and our brother Glenn went to OSU. And then my daughters, LaMisa, Mona, and LaDon went to OSU. And so did their husbands. All went to OSU.
And then you have grandchildren who aren't ready yet, but headed that way?
One of his granddaughters graduated from OSU.
Okay. All right.
A couple of years ago.
LaMisa's daughter.
Oh, last May.
Graduated from last May. OSU.
So is that, how many generations is that? Is that five or six?
At least five, right there.
Five.
Probably not all that many OSU generational families that have been that long.